Over black, translucent sky blue letters appear. Focus World. Over ocean blue, intertwined W's rotate. A red-tailed shooting star crosses under the W's. WW Studios. Glittering stars, a bright white light in bold white letters in front of the twirling Milky Way. Palm Star Entertainment. A shooting star swipes across the Milky Way. A yellow W sits on top of an upside-down black W, creating a star in the space between. Wild West Films. A yellow cab drives through a busy intersection. A man sells ties, hats, and scarves on the street corner.
My name is Nick Barrow. And I plan heists.
Nick holds a necktie in each hand. Words appear. Focus World presents. Nick looks up at two policemen standing guard in front of a service garage entrance.
There's a few rules to keep in mind when planning a job.
A stoplight turns from green to red.
The easiest place to hide is in plain sight.
Got it. An older man picks up a tie. Nick stares at a red armored truck.
Design the job in a way so that no one gets hurt.
A Wild West Picture Show production. Nick looks down at his fossil watch, 8 minutes after eight.
Timing is everything.
The service garage door opens. One of the policemen directs traffic in association with WWE Studios, Palm Star Media Capital, and Merced Media Partners.
Finally, every mark has a weakness that can be exploited. You just gotta find it.
The armored truck pulls into the service garage. Nick looks at his phone, blocked call.
Yeah?
It's Alejandro. I am interested in the job. Are you ready to meet?
The stoplight turns green.
I am now.
A fish tank filled with various fish.
The criminal underworld is a complicated ecosystem. Everyone relies on each other just to survive. It all starts with your bottom feeders. They're always on the lookout for opportunities. They find the job. This guy is Jimmy Lincoln. Then it moves up to me. I designed the plan of how to pull off the heist. Every little detail, inside and out. And finally, at the top, sits the buyer, the one who actually pulls off the job and takes all the risk.
At an aquarium.
$30,000 up front.
$30,000.
I tell you how to get in, I tell you how to get out, everything in between is on you.
So we just gotta trust you. Is that it?
Listen to me, Nick. If you want my money, I'm going to need something more reassuring than that. Alejandro, I'm not here to talk you into this. I'm here to let you do this. It's yes or no.
Alejandro stares at Nick inside a Chinese restaurant.
The $250,000 is in an evidence locker at the Fulton County Courthouse, and I'm going to tell you how to take it.
If something unexpected happens,
if I do my job right, it won't.
And if it does?
Doesn't come with a money-back guarantee, kid. But having said that, I make sure you go in with everything that you need. Access codes, schematics, schedules, equipment.
Once we start, how much time do we have to get to this part?
15 minutes. It's tight, but doable.
Flashlights bounce off the walls of an underground tunnel. On the street level, the red armored truck drives up. Inside the tunnel, two masked men with flashlights and duffel bags stop. One man holds up a tablet showing a map.
Mission window. That's it. You want a second chance? I start all over. You pay me again.
Oh boy, you better be good.
Look, guys, this is like nothing that you've ever done before. The timing here is everything. Once you start, you cannot stop.
On the tablet, a 3D image of a grate in the tunnel. One of the masked men uses a jack to open the metal beams of the grate. They slide through. They climb up a staircase and come to a red sign. Danger, electrified fence. They weld off the fence's lock. They reprogram the fence's circuit board. It opens. The armored truck passes overhead. The men run underneath a manhole. Beams of sunlight pierce through the manhole cover. The truck comes to a full stop above the manhole, blocking the sunlight.
Once we're there,
you will have exactly the amount of time it takes a traffic light to go from green to red and back again. 3 minutes.
Yellow and orange sparks fly off the manhole. It pops out and slides off.
I want you to think of it like it's a magic trick.
One of the masked men places a detonator underneath the truck.
Half of it is engineering. The other half, magic.
The detonator blinks red. The armored truck's back end lifts off the ground. Flames and smoke engulf the street. Pedestrians run for cover. The policemen pull out their service pistols and aim at the truck. They inch closer to the exposed manhole. They aim their pistols down the smoky manhole.
Freeze! Clear! What the hell's going on?
Is your cargo secure?
Cargo, but my rig's empty. I'm here to pick up.
Inside, in evidence cage 7B, a man replaces a duffel bag with an identical one. Outside, police cars rush to the scene. Alejandro and another man emerge from the service garage with the duffel bag. They walk straight past the blown-up armored truck and several policemen. They get into a van. Alejandro speeds away from the scene. The two masked men climb out of another manhole in an alley. The van pulls into a warehouse. Alejandro and the other three men get out.
Woohoo!
Buen jale, plebe!
Arribamos, compa.
Guau, este pinche Pedrito. Te debo una, cabrón.
Out of the darkness, four dark-clothed assassins emerge from the shadows of the warehouse. Alejandro and his team lie on the floor. A man in a suit walks up. He kneels down beside the duffel bag. It's filled with stacks of money marked evidence. The suited man throws the money stacks back on the ground. He looks at Alejandro's lifeless body.
Pack it up.
The assassins hurry to clear the scene of evidence, picking up bullet shells. One assassin pours gasoline over the dead men, the van, and the duffel bag filled with cash. He lights a match and tosses it. Flames erupt. Words appear over black. Term life.
I was fucked. I didn't even know it. Perhaps the reason any of this happened is because I was distracted. Catherine Jill Barrow, otherwise known as Kate, my daughter. I'm sure she could pick me out of a crowd. We never really spent any time together. No one loves that kid more than me, but our situation is a little complicated.
Two bearded men slam Nick against a building and punch him in the stomach. A younger Kate Barrow waits outside with a pillow and a backpack. She looks around.
Our boss wants to renegotiate.
You're not getting a dime from me.
On the ground, a teddy bear with an attached card. Happy birthday, Kate.
So the deal is this.
Nick opens a safe.
I protect her and provide from afar. By my ex, Lucy, takes care of the day-to-day. Keep my world out of her world.
Nick punches a heavy bag.
It's better for everyone the more I stay removed, especially Kate.
On a wall, pictures of Kate growing up.
She's a good kid. She's growing up right. But she just turned 16 and developed a complete lack of judgment.
Kate gets a mugshot taken.
The charge was underage drinking. Hardly a high crime, but I'd like her to have a direction.
With a guitar strung around her shoulders, Kate walks a busy city sidewalk.
One thing's for sure. I want her to have a better life.
A black sports car pulls up to a gun range. A bald man watches a short man with a badge fire a pistol.
In my line of work, there's not many people you can trust for advice. Thankfully, I have Harper. He got me into this business, and he's my best friend. Still hanging out with cops?
Murph is one of the most respected guys on the force. We've known each other since we were kids.
And still a cop makes me nervous.
Good. We're crooks. They should make you nervous. When you get older and wiser, you realize that's why I play poker with them.
Look, Harp, I came here to talk to you about something.
What, about your bad haircut?
Don't start with my hair again. I like my hair. It's perfect.
Perfect?
It's current. I blend in. I look like a regular guy at Walmart.
Walmart 1972? Maybe.
Okay, can we get out of here?
Hey, I am here to shoot.
Harper puts on earplugs. Nick aims a pistol. All headshots.
Really?
I'm serious, Harper. It's important.
And what do I owe the pleasure of you ruining my Saturday?
My teenage daughter.
My Saturday's fucked.
Outside, Nick and Harper lean on a black Cadillac.
I go by Kate's recital. She's a no-show. All I want is for my daughter to be able to handle the things that come at her in life.
Well, call me crazy, but what about talking to the ex?
Where's the fucking gun?
Oh, Nikki.
I've tried to reach out a couple times to have a conversation, and she just goes nuclear.
You're never going to resolve this if you guys can't even talk to each other, which, by the way, is all kids want. They want their parents to get along, or at least be able to talk.
Look, Harper, I get it. I'm a crook. We made a deal, and a deal's a deal. Things have taken a turn for the worse.
So what's different?
What's different now is that her mom, she's checked into rehab, she's doing a stent, and Kate's a teenager. She's a 16-year-old, Harper, with 16-year-old problems. She's got boobs and hormones. She's hanging out with a group of dopey kids making bad choices. She needs some guidance in life, but I wouldn't be good at that. I don't know how to teach her that stuff. It's a fucking problem.
Nick takes a puff of a cigar. Sitting on the floor against the couch, Kate smiles and raises a drink.
So what I want to know is, how the hell did you convince your mom to let you stay here by yourself?
Well, when your mom's begging for detox, you can pretty much get her to sign off on anything.
But like, what do you do when you're home by yourself and you get bored?
Since I don't have any family around,
what I always do, go to Becca's.
Cheers to that.
Kate and her friends walk out of a dark alleyway.
Seriously, who knows shit like that?
Who cares? I won!
Come on, Jeremy!
Nick watches from his car.
Let's go, Jeremy. Keys.
All right, look, this is my baby.
Is it your baby? Well, you should probably wash it more often. Come on, Keys.
Oh, yo, you actually got the keys.
Kate drives Jeremy's car.
Hey, Harper.
Alejandro is dead.
What?
He's dead. They're all dead. You got a problem.
You've been framed, Nick. Meet me at your place in 5 minutes.
What the fuck is going on here? My hands aren't in this thing.
Alejandro's father is Victor Vasquez. He's the head of a major drug cartel in Mexico. There are cemeteries in business because of Victor Vasquez. Now, this guy is very dangerous, and we don't know what he thinks happened. This is a Christmas card he sends out when someone crosses him. Serves as a message to anyone who might do the same. He's not someone you want coming after you.
Look, I'm the one that provides for Kate. If anything is to happen to me, worst case scenario, I gotta make sure that she's taken care of. I think I gotta move. I can do it quick.
Then you go. You go. You go quick.
The Christmas card is a photo of a man tied up, a gun pointed at his head, at Universal Life.
What is it that you're looking for, Mr. Barrow?
Something for the immediate future.
All right. Well, then I would suggest our term life policy. The premium on a $500,000 life insurance policy would be...
Does that cover me?
He hands her a check.
What's next?
You have any felony convictions less than 3 years ago? Do you skydive?
No.
Are you a pilot?
No.
Do you drink, smoke?
Well, more than I should, but not always enough. I assume that carries an overage premium?
It does.
Okay. What else?
Nick hands the agent another check.
Well, I guess the name of your beneficiary.
Kate. Catherine. Catherine Gilbera. This is the name of her bank, her account number, and I'd like to prepay any taxes.
All right. Well, I will write up the policy, file it, and pending your blood work, in about 3 weeks, you will get confirmation of your coverage. After that, you can jaywalk all you want.
Nick and Harper talk outside of a store.
Charger. It's used. Tags, gas, plates are clean.
Where is it?
Alley behind Darien's. You be smart, then lay low at the safe house till we can see how this plays out.
Nick walks down an alley.
Yeah.
Mr. Barrow, do you know who this is?
How did you get this number?
I know people. We need to talk, Nick.
Was that what we're doing now?
In person.
Impossible.
I've been doing this a long time, and you know what I've learned?
What?
That anything is is possible.
A man emerges from behind a dumpster and slams a bat against Nick's chest. Nick falls to his back. The man with the bat and another man look down at him. A black van speeds off. The silver Dodge Charger that was parked in the alley follows. At an abandoned warehouse and junkyard.
Being interrogated by a cartel leader is not how I expected my day to start out. This is bad. Really bad. All I could do was try my best to stay calm, keep my mouth shut, and not rat out Jimmy Lincoln. I've been around long enough to know. You start talking, you end up dead.
A cartel soldier in a shiny leather blazer sits Nick down in a chair. Nick scans the room. The two men from the alley are present. One has a glass eye. The other, a mustache. Mustache stands beside a water cooler. Glass eye sits in the corner.
Mr. Barrow.
Victor stands at a window.
Nick.
And peels chip paint from the wall.
Can I call you Nick?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you a few questions. We're just talking, and you answer them honestly, and we're fine. You go your way, I'll go mine. And because I understand this is an extremely awkward situation, I'm gonna start with an easy one.
Nick sees a handgun sticking out of shiny blazer's coat.
Who else did you sell the job to?
No one.
You don't, it doesn't go like that. I didn't find the job, I just planned it.
Who found this one? Then that puts us at a bit of a crossroads, my friend. I know deep down, I know you know something, a name, an address, a number, something.
I don't know.
I feel like I can tell you that at some point I'm gonna end up losing my patience.
Victor sits down across from Nick and pulls out the life insurance policy for Kate.
Catherine, wife?
Victor, listen to me.
Or daughter.
Listen to me. I designed it, that's it.
Daughter. Estamos progresando.
We're making progress. So I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get your daughter. In the meantime, make yourself at home.
Good. I feel good about this.
Victor looks at Shiny Blazer, then back at Nick. Victor and Shiny Blazer walk out. Nick looks at his wallet, keys, and phone sitting on a table beside Glass Eye. Glass Eye stares Nick down. Mustache also stares Nick down. Nick looks at the water cooler beside Mustache.
Siéntate.
I'm just gonna.
Siéntate.
Nick holds up his hands.
Dale agua.
Mustache pours Nick a cup of water, then walks it over. He has a gun tucked behind his back. Nick stands and spins Mustache around, grabbing his gun.
Don't do it. Stand. Stop it.
Glass Eye shoots Mustache. Nick fires back, killing Glass Eye. Nick shoves Mustache out of the warehouse window. Nick grabs his keys, wallet, and phone. The Charger speeds away.
Victor found me. He thinks I double sold the job. Someone else put their hands in this.
Where's Jimmy Lincoln?
I don't know.
I need you to find him for me. Kate's not safe.
Where is she?
I'm going to get her now.
The Charger hugs a corner. Inside Kate's place, she plays her acoustic guitar. Nick rushes up a staircase. He breaks down Kate's door.
Kate, it's okay. Please, we gotta go. They're gonna be here soon.
Who's gonna be here soon?
Guys that are trying to kill me.
What the hell are you doing
please,
here?
Kate, listen. We gotta... Kate!
Kate locks herself in the bathroom.
Kate, please! We gotta get out of here. Kate?
Nick breaks down the door.
What are you, kidnapping me?
I'm not kidnapping you.
Parents kidnap kids all the time.
Nick looks out the second-story window at a black car below. Shiny Blazer gets out.
I'm sorry. We gotta go quick.
Nick and Kate run down a hallway. Coming to the staircase, Nick looks down. Shiny Blazer climbs the stairs.
Let's go.
No, fuck this. I'm not moving until you tell me what's going on.
Kate, trust me. It's a long story, but if you want to live, you'll start listening.
Trust you? I don't even know you. I'm not going anywhere.
I have a choice.
Nick covers Kate's mouth and pushes her behind a door. Shiny Blazer emerges from the staircase and stands in the hallway. Kate can see him through the crack between the door and its hinges. She looks down and notices his handgun. Nick looks down the opposite hallway. A FedEx package, a doormat, a door with a "Welcome to our home" sign, an exit sign. Shiny Blazer walks in the opposite direction down the hallway. He walks into an apartment. Nick and Kate rush down the hallway toward the exit sign. On the way, Nick picks up a doormat and the FedEx box. He pulls the fire alarm. Shiny Blazer walks out of the apartment and down the hallway. Tenants start to emerge.
What's going on?
Shiny Blazer looks at a closed door with the "Welcome to our home" sign, the doormat, and the FedEx package. He continues walking. Coming to the end of the hallway, he picks up his phone. Subtitles. She's not here. Shiny Blazer looks down at the FedEx package, then up at where the exit sign used to be. He opens the door to find the exit sign on the floor, leading to another staircase. The Charger speeds away.
This is where you live?
No.
It's kind of shitty.
Well, it's just a place to stay until I...
You're a thief, right? That's what Mom said. You steal stuff, right?
Yeah.
You must really suck at it.
It's not, I have another place. We just can't go there.
Kate sits on a bed and texts Becca.
Whatever.
Hey, can you tell Brandon?
Don't.
What?
It can be traced. It's not good anymore.
What?
Nick takes Kate's phone, tossing it to the floor. He steps on it.
That's my fucking phone! Those are my friends! What are you doing?
People follow us through those phones.
How long am I gonna be here?
I don't know.
I'm hungry. You got anything for me to eat?
No.
Where are we going?
It's still up in the air.
Wow. You really planned this out, huh?
Give me a little time. Things have changed. I'll figure it out, okay?
Nick walks out of the room.
71 degrees in downtown Atlanta, and the hits keep rolling here on WCYZ.
Kate spots a duffel bag with a brown shoebox poking out. She looks inside.
Church bells are being rung.
Dozens of childhood photos of Kate.
I am without love, but I don't doubt love can be. Warm and tender for some, but not for me.
Kate looks through the photos. Nick walks back in.
How did you get these?
Listen.
Did you take these?
Yes.
This whole time, my whole entire life, you've been watching me? What are you, some kind of pervert?
The hell kind of way is that to talk to your father?
I don't have a father!
You do have a father. Now, I want you to listen to me for a second here.
I don't care. I want to go home.
You can't. You're not safe.
At a diner, wearing headphones, Kate eats a hamburger at the counter. Nearby, Harper and Nick sit in a booth.
Look, at this age, Dad,
They're either angry at the world or they're just plain hostile.
Well, then I'm lucky because she's both. And how the hell do you do it?
How do I do it? Unless my kids need money, they pretty much ignore me.
You just, you don't say anything to make her mad.
Everything makes her mad.
Well, then choose a safe topic.
Like what?
I don't know. But Barbies, for Christ's sakes.
Jesus, they found me fast.
Your phone was out there too long. These should help. There's your three burners, your SIMs. You switch them out every night, and I'll do the same.
Where are we at with Jimmy Lincoln?
Last known address.
Thanks. Appreciate you sticking your neck out for me, Harp. Her whole life I've been watching her, and here she is, and I don't think I can do it, Harp.
You have to. You don't have a choice, Nick.
Nick looks over at Kate at the counter. Her back turned to him, she sips on a soda.
Your new phone. Text your mom so she has your number.
Here I am at your
inside the Dodge Charger, Kate sits in the back seat.
Her silent treatment actually gave me some time to think. The plan was simple. Hide out and do our best to look like a normal family. How hard could that be? Honey, now your Sandman's
back in town. Passing a sign, Hastings, 40. I am here, honey. A freight train passes. People walk down a Main Street sidewalk. On a park bench, a man reads a paper. I have made it. The charger turns in front of a sign. Welcome to Hastings. Honey, now your
Sandman's back in town. This will be a good spot to hide out and lay low.
This sucks.
In a hotel room.
And when you wake up tomorrow, nothing about that will have changed. Of course, you won't have any bullet holes in you, so maybe it gets upgraded to mildly crappy.
Kate puts on her headphones. She turns her back to Nick and falls onto a double bed. At the abandoned warehouse and junkyard.
Hey, detective. You know him?
Glass-Eye's body lies in a pool of blood.
Nope. My ex might. Got another one down the alley.
The detective looks out the broken window. Below, forensic specialists gather around Mustache, sprawled out dead on the pavement. The detective turns back to his partner and shakes his head.
Give us five, fellas.
The other police officers duck under a police cordon, exiting the room.
And him. The only person we're supposed to find dead ain't here. Nick Barrow running means Victor Vasquez chasing. He's dead before morning.
Nick wakes up on the hotel couch. He looks over at the bed. Kate's not there. On the road across from a Hastings welcome sign, Kate hitchhikes. Nick drives up in the Charger.
Get in the car.
I'm not getting in the car, Nick. I don't want to get in the car.
No matter how bad you think this thing has been, I promise you can get a hell of a lot worse.
Don't worry, Nick. All right, you're off the hook. I'll get you a mug. You tried your best. I've taken care of myself my whole life. I can do it just fine now. I'm going home.
That's not an option.
Option? When was I given an option? What choices have I gotten to make, Nick? When do I get to pick what I want? Because I certainly haven't had any of that up until now.
God damn it. Kate, this isn't safe. Now, I'm done playing around with you. Get your ass in this car right now.
Kate stares at her dad. Back inside the hotel, Kate slams her backpack on the bed and rushes into the bathroom. Looking on, Nick puts his hands in his pockets. Inside a house, portraits of a smiling couple sit on tables. The man enters.
Rosa, sama para papi, mama.
The man turns to find Victor sitting on a couch with Rosa.
Welcome home, Oscar. You have a beautiful family. I know you work with the Atlanta Police Department. There is something I need from you. Do you have a moment to talk?
A family plays in the hotel swimming pool. Kate watches from her window.
You okay?
Would you like to go swimming?
And what? I don't have any stuff.
At a thrift store.
What are we doing here?
You said you wanted stuff.
I thought we weren't supposed to be outside.
It's not about being inside or outside. It's about being smart, not drawing attention to yourself, blending in. You check in a hotel and you never leave. It's suspicious. You stand on the side of the road screaming, and it looks like you're being abducted. That draws attention. Here you go.
Nick pulls a mismatched two-piece bathing suit off a rack.
What do you want me to do with these?
Swim.
Oh, these aren't me. I'm out of my Hello Kitty phase. You missed it.
Kate, you said you want to go swimming. Pick something or don't. It's up to you.
Fine, I want to swim.
Kate storms off to the dressing room. At the pool, a young man swims underwater. Kate dries her hair with a towel. Nick watches from a balcony.
I'm Adam, this is Ian and Ben. You here for the off-road bike thing? Because I'm one of the drivers.
No, I'm just hanging out.
With?
Nick. My dad. Kind of.
Nick, who's kind of your dad? Sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Is that your dad's charger? God, I'd love to drive that thing. You want a beer?
Yeah, sure.
No more beer.
What? Drinking a beer is the safest thing I've done with you yet.
You're 16. No more. Okay?
Shit, it's my mom.
Don't mention anything about, anything.
Hey.
Hey.
I tried calling your old number, but no one answered. Then you texted me this new number. Yeah, it was time for a new phone. Have you been drinking?
Drinking heavily was something new for Lucy. She recently lost her mother, and it hit her pretty hard. I tried to reach out, but she wouldn't have it. I just hope she could get on the other side of things.
1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time. It's a choice, Mom.
I hope you're right.
Okay, you can do this. Just go to bed. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
A freight train passes. Inside the charger, Nick eats fast food. Kate listens to music with her headphones.
How much trouble are you in?
A lot more than I want to be in. Someone was murdered and they think I did it.
Did you?
No.
And who did?
A red Cadillac DeVille drives up.
That's why we're here.
Jimmy Lincoln steps out of the DeVille.
Yeah, no. It's only called a fistula if it opens up the outside of your body.
Jimmy, walking up a flight of stairs, stops when he sees Nick and Kate.
Hang on a second. I gotta call you back, Jake. What's going on? Okay, you know, I don't like people in my space, okay? And I can't find my cat. Have you seen Patches? Did you see a calico run out the door when you opened the door? Could we do it? I'm happy to have you here. Could we do this in the hallway? We could talk in the hallway.
Jimmy's room is filled with loose papers stacked to the ceiling.
All right, just don't, please. Don't touch anything. Who's the girl?
Whatever you mind.
His daughter.
His daughter? You didn't tell me he had a daughter? What's your name, sweetheart?
Fuck off.
I need to know everything you do about how this trick came to you, Jimmy.
There's nothing to tell. I mean, it's just, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, right?
Try again.
I got a guy at the courthouse, okay? He calls me up. He says there's some cash laying around. Easy grab. I call you. Beginning, middle, end, just like always.
You know goddamn well that someone killed my buyers. And I got everybody looking at me.
I don't know shit. I don't know anything about this.
You.
Okay, well, what do you want from me?
You don't know anything.
No, I don't know anything about this.
Nervous,
I don't want to know.
You're
I stay
me
here.
Nervous, Jimmy.
I don't like you coming here.
Don't
That's
tell
why
me
we
you
use
don't
the
fucking
phone.
Know the buyers.
I don't know anything. What do you want me to do?
I want to fucking meet them.
You want me to call him?
I want to meet him.
It's a guy at the courthouse.
I want to meet your fucking contact.
Okay,
the guy who gave you the fucking job. And I want to meet him now. And I want to meet him today.
Okay. Okay. Not a problem. Yeah.
You okay?
Jimmy Lincoln.
Great. Thanks.
Inside the Charger with Nick, Kate, and Jimmy. Jimmy looks in the back seat at Kate, glances down at her body, and nods. Kate looks away.
What do they call those, skinny jeans? How old are you, little darling?
16, douchebag.
You know, age of consent, 16 in Georgia. I mean, not for me, I'm just saying. They're active at this age. And when they use language like that, you really have to question some of the parenting choices made. All right, see the parking garage up there? That's where we want to go. Let's pull right in.
Inside the parking garage, lights blink overhead. Nick, Kate, and Jimmy walk through the shadows. An elevator opens at the B level. A man in a suit stands inside. Nick hurtles towards him and pins him inside the elevator. Nick slams the man's head. The man uses his own head to knock Nick back. The man tries to point the barrel of his gun at Nick. The elevator doors close with Nick and the man inside. Kate looks down at Jimmy.
Oh my God!
Inside the elevator, Nick and the man struggle to gain control of the gun. Jimmy gasps for air. Looks. The elevator has reached floor number two. Floor number one. The basement. The doors open. Kate looks inside. Nick rolls the man off him and checks his coat pocket. He pulls out a detective's badge. Nick walks over to Kate and looks down at Jimmy's body. Blood drips from the side of Nick's lip. The Charger pulls out of the garage. Parked, Kate looks off in the distance. Nick rubs his bruised hand. Harper solders electrical wires together on a workbench.
Hey, kid. You land somewhere?
Listen to me, Harp. I killed a fucking cop.
A detective. The guy was waiting to kill me. Jesus Christ. You got a name? Detective DiNardi.
Let me see what I can dig up on him.
What the hell am I in the middle of here?
I don't know, but it's all over the TV.
The local news was reporting that the money from the heist was crucial evidence in a case to indict a crew of unnamed dirty cops. But since Alejandro conveniently stole it, the DA now has no case and is forced to drop the charges against the officers.
Reporting live from the Fulton County Courthouse.
All I can do now is wait for Harper to dig something up. Listen, do I have cops looking for me now, too?
I'll work on this. Be smart. Stay low.
Inside Oscar's house, Victor sits on the couch. Shiny Blazer sits down next to him. Subtitles. Tell me. Alejandro took some of your clean money to a casino in Vegas for the weekend. It did not go well. Why didn't he come to me? He didn't want to be a burden on you. He felt that it was his mistake. So he was trying to cover his losses himself. He didn't want to let you down. Shiny Blazer takes a paper from his blazer pocket. Also, I found Nick's wife. She's in rehab. Victor glances at the paper, then sets it aside.
He hid her there?
No, no.
She went on her own. They've been divorced 12 years. You want me to get her?
No.
No. Have someone watch over her. But 12 years is a long time. He's got the girl. That's what he cares about. Marco. The soul of Alejandro gets no rest until this imbecile is found. Do you understand? Marco nods. Inside the hotel room.
Hold on.
Kate walks out of the bathroom. Nick walks in to find bras and towels strewn about.
Hey, the bathroom's a mess.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the bathroom's a mess. Can you clean it up?
That is clean.
Well, you gotta at least do something with the bras.
Well, wait, you've never seen a bra before?
This is different.
Different how?
Different in that they're yours.
Oh, you're embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed.
You know I'm not a virgin.
Oh, Kate, seriously? Can I just take a shower?
I did it in Mom's bed. I was totally fine with it. I mean, it was...
Eric Griffin?
What?
The guy, Eric Griffin. You didn't sleep with him, Kate. You were lonely and you were pissed, and I don't blame you. But you didn't sleep with him.
How do you... You didn't talk... Did you talk to him? Did you talk to him? I liked him.
You could have done better.
What?
You could have done better, Kate. The guy was an asshole. You sold yourself short and you shouldn't ever.
Oh, so now you're giving life advice? You're a thief.
Okay, can we just work on the bathroom right now?
No, let's go. Let's hear it. Enlighten me.
Okay. Blackjack. If you can get the house to agree to stand on a soft 17, you can whittle their odds down by 0.21%.
What?
You should know how to change a car tire. Wouldn't hurt you to learn the infield fly rule. And don't ever wear suede.
Downtown Atlanta. In the parking garage, the detective's body, a stream of blood pools around his head.
Who intercepted the call?
I did. It was our girl in dispatch. We good.
I'm telling you, IA's looking over my shoulder. And guys in our crew disappearing ain't helping.
This guy's got to be dealt with, Cap. The longer he runs, the more dots he connects.
The DA can't prosecute without evidence. And thanks to Alejandro Vasquez stealing it, they no longer have any. No one can connect us to any of this.
Nick Barrow can.
Understand this. Each one of you made a decision to be standing here the day you decided to reach under the table and take the money. He's fighting. And you don't fight this hard unless you have a good goddamn reason. Find it. And get rid of the bodies.
Fuck, man.
I know. Just...
At the hotel.
Oh, you eat like shit.
Kate carries groceries inside the room. They eat breakfast together. Kate pours a glass of orange juice.
Coffee?
At your age, you should be taking a vitamin.
Coffee is my vitamin.
Well, caffeine's not good for you.
Guy's trying to kill you isn't good for you. Caffeine is fine. What else you got?
Here.
Kate digs into a bag. She pulls out sunglasses and puts them on. A tag hangs in front of her nose. She pulls out a blonde wig.
Well, we're on the run, right?
She puts on the wig. Nick smiles.
Look at Kate. A wig, an outfit. It's only going to attract attention that we don't want. You want to go somewhere? Try and dress like the people that are going to be there. You go to a Braves game, you wear a Braves jersey. You go to a tractor pull, wear flannels and jeans. Try not to look anybody in the eye. If everyone turns to look at something, you turn and you look at the same thing. If everyone's moving, you keep moving. Make it like you're on your way somewhere, that you know where you're going. You don't do anything to draw attention to yourself. We just have to keep low and remember the rule of two.
Rule of two?
It takes a person two encounters to recognize a stranger. The first time, you're just a face. The second time, something sticks. They may not know why, but something lingers. And then you're somewhere you don't want to be.
Which is where?
In their head.
Kate nods. Kate looks through photos from the shoebox. She flips to a photo of a lighthouse alongside a rocky beach.
What do you got?
You ain't gonna like it.
Then lie to me.
No. The stock market's up, you won the lottery, and there's a model here asking for your number.
Runway or like Sports Illustrated?
Hand. Huh. The cop you killed, DiNardi, was running with a pretty nasty crew.
The CEO, Joe Keenan, a 20-year vet.
He's been there and he's done that twice over, and none of it's too good.
Turns out Keenan wasn't always bad. He worked undercover so long, he became the very thing he was trying to fight. And once your hands are dirty, it's hard to ever get them clean. Even though this crew's been under a lot of suspicion, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, especially cops. And with the evidence against them gone, Internal Affairs has as little proof as I do that Keenan framed me. But I know one thing. Guys like this get used to things going their way. And I'm sure they didn't count on me staying alive. The longer they can't find me, the more they'll start to unravel.
Did my name hit the wire?
No. They're trying to keep it quiet, take care of it themselves.
I'm thinking about getting out of here. Maybe making a run up north over the border.
No, you stay put. Vasquez would expect you to make a dash. He'll have guys looking for you everywhere. You good there, you stay there.
All right.
At a lake, Nick skips rocks across the water.
So let me ask you this. What kind of stuff do you steal?
Anything that's worth it.
Have you ever been caught?
Well, I don't actually steal the stuff. I just plan the heist and then I sell it to whoever wants to take the risk.
How much do you sell them for?
Depends on the trick.
Are you rich?
Well, most of the tricks I peddle don't pan out. I got two bookies on speed dial and a semi-professional gambling problem.
So why do it?
Only thing I'm good at.
So how do you figure out how to steal the stuff you steal?
They eat ice cream at a park.
How do you write a song?
Show me.
Nick stops eating and glances at Kate. An American flag waves in front of Buttercup Bakery.
Want me to tell you how to knock off the bakery?
Yeah, why not?
Number one, you have to know how to get out before you get in. That's most important.
And number two?
You look, you wait, you think. Security comes first. Does the building have CCTVs? Alarm. If the alarm is tripped, who's responding? Private security? Local police? Or is the owner getting a courtesy call and has to motivate himself to get out of bed?
Just for a bakery.
Bakery, a bank, business, job's your job. Now there's six stores. The sight lines are the front of our target. Up there, there's what? Three apartments? They vacant? They occupied? Then there's the exit plan. Are you walking out? You're driving out?
Driving.
You need a driver. Can you trust him or her? Is he any good? Will he show up?
Okay, I'll walk.
Which way are you walking?
I don't know, that way?
At the bank?
What about it?
There's an ATM. Means it has a camera.
Okay, I'll go the other way.
In the B&B? Because there's people coming and going at off hours. A young girl carrying a few dozen bear claws is going to draw some interest.
Nick stands and walks away. Kate looks at the bakery. At Eastbound Lounge and Cocktails, Detective Keenan sits at a booth across from one of his crew.
Eddie, you have to pull yourself together.
I can't. I cannot do the rest of my tour with IA looking over my shoulder.
Eddie, suspicion and conviction live on opposite sides of town. This is what we do. It got messy. We cleaned it up.
I just want out.
There's no out. This is the ride.
We got a year, maybe two, till we hand in our stars. Our pension's in sight. It has never been this hot, ever.
We take money from scumbags and lowlifes. Anyone we shake down has it coming.
I just want out.
At the hotel pool, Kate sunbathes. Nick walks up holding a large brown paper bag in the shape of a guitar.
Happy birthday.
My birthday's in August.
I missed a few.
I can't. What is this?
It's a pony. What do you think it is?
Kate unwraps a brand new Fender acoustic guitar. A round red keychain with a monkey's face on it hangs from a tuning peg.
Thanks.
Come on, we're going out.
Really? Where?
Surprise.
At a carnival. Nick and Kate spin around on a swing ride. They slide down a potato sack slide.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, girl.
A high striker.
Sure looks fine.
Hey, boy.
Nick and Kate try to toss balls into metal milk cans.
So
Nick bounces
baby,
out. Kate makes a hole in one.
Hey, girl.
Go like this with your hands, make a square. Look at my middle finger, right here, the one I'm holding up.
Yeah?
I pull it back towards your eyes. Don't even think about it. Go. Okay, that means your left eye dominant. That means you close your right eye when you shoot. There's a couple universal rules when you're handling a weapon. Number one is you don't point the weapon at anything unless you're prepared to shoot. You want to keep your thumbs relaxed. You want to put it right over the front sight. And when you pull the trigger, just the same steady pressure. Go.
Kate shoots a metal duck.
Bingo.
At a cotton candy maker, uh-huh. Nick pays for two. He tears off a big swab
like
of cotton candy and eats it.
Uh-huh.
Nick plays skee ball.
I told you.
Are you calling me a liar?
Your very own.
I hit the balloon.
Little pink.
Kid just wants a toy that I hit.
Mommy, it's okay.
Or just zip it, okay? Look, you just can't let people walk all. Look, you know, this is bullshit.
Look, lady, just go pop the balloon. You want something?
Stay here.
And pop the fucking balloon.
Don't curse in front of my child.
Nick picks up a dart and hits a balloon.
Look at that. Magic.
Here you go.
Whoa. What is this? Are you charity night of the fair?
I'm just trying to help.
Help? Help with what? I don't need you. You know what? My kid, my business, okay?
Jenny?
A cop walks up.
Is everything okay?
No. This a-hole is trying to steal my cash, and this one is sticking his face where it doesn't belong.
I think I have it from here, sir.
Appreciate it. Here you go.
Thank you.
Nick hands over the prize.
Yeah.
Kate watches the exchange and smiles. Nick joins back up with Kate. They walk away holding hands. On a Ferris wheel. Nick and Kate's Ferris wheel car stops at the top and rocks back and forth.
When all of this is over, I want to leave and go on a trip with you.
Where would we go?
I don't know. Your beach, from the photos.
What about your mom?
You still like her.
Kate.
How did you guys meet?
Your mom?
She was young, and she was with a dance company, and she was pretty opinionated. She gave me a hard time for most of the night. And, I don't know, she made me laugh, I guess. Well, then you came along.
We should take a picture while we're still at the top.
Okay, it's a good idea. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Get ready?
1, 2, 3.
Inside City of Atlanta Police Station, Zone 9. Keenan walks into his office with a cup of coffee and a manila folder. He pulls out a surveillance photo of his partner, Maddie, and another man. At a motel. In a dark room, Maddie backs his way inside, wrapped in the arms of a woman. A lamp flips on. Keenan sits underneath the lamp.
Hello, Maddie.
Jesus. Christ, Cap.
What are you doing with IA?
Keenan's gloved hand holds a pistol in his lap.
What are you talking about? I didn't speak to them.
I got pictures. You're as dirty as me, pal. Question is, what the hell could you have that they'd want?
Flashback to Alejandro and his crew dead in the warehouse. Maddie picks up a wad of the evidence cache and pockets it.
You've been thinking about making a deal, haven't you, Maddie?
I didn't say nothing. They wanted to talk. I didn't...
Maddie grips his blood-stained stomach. The woman stands against the wall in the corner.
I got him here, just like you said. I did good, right?
That you did.
The woman's lifeless body slides down the wall.
This is Detective Keenan. Shots fired. Officer down. Repeat. Shots fired. Officer down. Signal 50 and 48. Send the fucking EMs now.
Where you at, Detective?
Bluebird Motel. Glenwood and Avery. Oh, geez, hurry.
Roger. Signal 50 and 48. EMs on the way. Can you identify the suspect?
Nick Barrow.
At Nick and Kate's hotel, Kate lies awake. She flips on a lamp.
You're gonna get us out of this, right?
Yeah. I am.
At Oscar's residence, Victor is on the phone.
He killed the cop.
Are you sure?
I'm holding the fucking APB in my hand. I don't know that there's anything else I could do for you now.
There's nothing else you can do, Oscar?
Victor looks at Oscar's wife, Rosa.
You better hope that's not the case, my friend.
Chief. Chief, let's go. Rise and shine. Time to fight bad guys.
The cop from the carnival stirs awake on a couch in the Hastings police station. The chief sits up and looks around. He spots on a bulletin board, All Points Bulletin. Wanted by the Atlanta Police Department, Nicholas Barrow. The chief looks closely at the mugshot of Nick Barrow on Hastings' main thoroughfare. The chief leans against the back of his patrol car.
How can you say that? The Sex Pistols were a great band.
No, they were a great bad band.
Nick locks eyes with the chief. The chief pulls out his radio.
Kate, something's happened.
Inside the hotel.
What?
Pack your stuff now.
Why?
Because they found us.
Wait, I thought you said no one knew where we were.
Kate, I'm serious. Come on, grab your bag. We gotta go.
Kate follows Nick outside.
Nick! Nick!
Nick turns around. Kate rushes toward him. He hugs her tightly.
It's okay, Kate. I got a plan. I need you to do exactly what I say. We need something to separate the sheriff and the deputy.
The Dodge Charger speeds away from the hotel.
Then we can meet at the rendezvous point in 10 minutes.
Nick watches from the balcony. A patrol car spots the Charger and pursues on the hotel balcony.
Put your hands up. Don't move!
A couple exit their room. The chief points the shotgun at them. Nick jumps off the balcony and lands on a car.
If something goes wrong, no matter what happens, get out of town and do not come back. This is non-negotiable.
Nick jumps a fence. A dog chases after him, but its leash chokes him off. A few steps behind, the chief runs the same path in pursuit. The Charger takes a hard turn at a bend in the road. Nick runs through a street. A car quickly brakes, avoiding him. He runs through a restaurant.
Get out of the way!
Diners look up from their tables as Nick barrels toward the kitchen. Nick tips over a shelf. The chief runs through the diner and kicks open the employees-only door. Nick comes to a balcony. He leaps off and falls onto a trash can. He looks up and spots a Hastings water tower. Nick makes a run for it. The chief kicks out the back door and aims his gun at Nick.
Freeze!
Nick slams into a fence, knocking it down, and rolls down a short grassy hill. Nick gets back up. The chief closes in. The patrol car closes in on the Charger. Nick runs into a parking lot. He dips behind a parked car. The chief slows down and holds up a shotgun, dipping behind a truck and carefully stepping forward. Nick calms his breathing and sees a blue Mustang. He tiptoes over to the Mustang. The chief points the shotgun at the Mustang but doesn't see any sign of Nick. The chief turns around and lowers the shotgun. At the water tower, Nick hides behind a service building. He peeks out.
Come on, Kate.
The Charger speeds toward a head-on collision with another vehicle. It spins to the left and slides off the road. The officer steps out and raises his gun.
Ow! Out of the car right now!
The officer aims his gun at the Charger's driver's side door. A long-haired teenager steps out with his arms raised. He smirks at the officer.
Get down.
The teenager complies. On another street, Kate drives a blue car. At the water tower, Nick waits.
Don't move! Oh, I got your ass now.
The chief creeps up behind Nick.
Try and run again!
Kate pulls up. She sees Nick and the chief brandishing the shotgun.
Put your hands up and get on your knees!
Nick puts his hands up and gets on his knees. Kate drives away.
Lay down!
Nicholas Barrow wanted for the murder of Detective Matthew Miller.
Inside the Hastings police station.
Is this you?
The chief holds up the APB.
Do you believe everything you read?
Yeah, when it has the words APB on top of it, I do.
Some people got killed. And the person who put me on that APB thinks that I did it.
And that's your story, and you're sticking to that, huh?
Hey, Sheriff, will you listen to me? The guy that I'm running from has connections everywhere. That APB isn't real. He's using you to track me down. Don't make that call. Please don't make that call.
I want you to sit down.
At Atlanta PD, Keenan watches another detective pack up Maddie's desk.
A man lives his life, and everything he was fits into a goddamn box. He say anything?
What?
Maddie. Did he say anything before he passed?
He was pretty far gone.
First Denardi, now Maddie. You saw him, right? I mean, Barrow, you saw him?
Yeah, I saw him. What about it?
What went down? Why not put two in his head right then and there?
What do you want from me, Daryl? Huh? You want to hear me say I fucked up? Fine, I fucked up. All right, you happy? He got the jump on me. Barrow got the jump on me. I had to make a decision.
Hey, Cap. We got him. Call just came in from a sheriff on the APB you put out.
All right. Let's do this.
Kate drives down a two-lane road. A car approaches from the opposite direction. Kate looks in the rear view as it passes by. The detective's car pulls into downtown Hastings. A cop inside the Hastings PD peeks through the blinds.
Boss, they're here.
Nick, handcuffed, looks through the blinds too. Shiny Blazer, Marco, enters.
I'm Detective Garcia, the 2-4. Looking for Sheriff Braden.
Right here.
Sheriff, you have to listen to me. These guys aren't cops.
Look like cops to me.
Sheriff, will you listen to me?
You've been like this the whole time?
Sheriff, these guys aren't...
Marco punches Nick in the gut.
We good to go? Yeah, as soon as we verify your badge numbers.
Seven 1 3 8 7 3 9 6.
Call him in, Dane.
Got it.
So 9, PA.
Sheriff Braden's office up in Hastings. We're looking to confirm two badge numbers related to a transfer.
Sure, hold on.
Oscar pulls out a scrap of paper from his pocket.
All right, first one.
Thank you.
The cop looks to the sheriff and nods, then hands the badges back to Marco and his partner.
Sheriff! Sheriff, these guys aren't cops! Sheriff, please.
Kate watches Nick being escorted in cuffs into Marco's car. On a rural highway, inside the car, Victor sits next to Nick in the back seat. Victor elbows and punches Nick repeatedly until he bleeds.
Nick, I no longer care about you, Nick. You are dead. I'm going to send you to your grave. Now I'm going to do the same thing to your daughter.
Hey, that was weird.
What was weird?
I just got a call from APD CI, a detective named Keenan. He's 15 minutes out to pick up his prisoner.
What prison?
Barrow. Keenan's freaking out. He's never heard of anyone named Detective Garcia, and he doesn't know anybody else.
Son of a bitch! Don't call anyone! Get Dean!
How did you get me on the APB? Are you sick enough to kill a cop just to set me up?
I didn't kill any cop.
Then how did you...
A pickup comes barreling up to the rear of the car. It swerves into the opposite lane and smashes into the tail of the car. The car drives off-road into a ditch. The truck screeches to a stop. A patrol car stops at the scene. Marco's partner steps out of the car, gun raised. He fires at the cop. Victor and Marco climb out of the car and duck for cover. Hands cuffed behind his back, Nick watches the shootout from the back seat. The chief starts to get out of the pickup. A bullet pierces the window and the driver door. Holding the shotgun, the chief steps out and ducks behind the pickup. He fires a round into the car. Then another, nearly hitting Victor. Nick tries to break free of his cuffs. Marco runs across the open field to a nearby tractor. His partner runs in the opposite direction, toward the patrol car. The chief points his shotgun at the tractor, then over to the patrol car. He spots Marco's partner and fires a round. Grabbing his chest, the partner spins to the ground.
piedras en la rueda.
Where the fuck you at?
The chief looks under the pickup. The cop, Deputy Dean, lies slumped against the patrol car. Inside the car, Nick manages to pull the cuffs from behind his back and over his legs.
Shut your ass up!
The chief shoots the partner again. The chief starts to stand. Marco shoots him from behind. Blood spreads on the chief's chest. Victor stands. A hand picks up a handgun off the ground. Kate aims the handgun at Victor.
You know how to use that thing?
You want to find out? Put your hands up.
Victor complies. Nick breaks free of Marco's hold and grabs his pistol.
Give me the keys.
Nick uncuffs himself, then cuffs Marco.
Get down! Put your gun on him.
Kate holds her aim at Marco. Nick walks over to Victor at the car. He aims the pistol at Victor's head.
Now it's my turn to talk. I didn't kill Alejandro, Victor. I think the guy behind this name is Keenan, and he's a cop.
How do I know you weren't in on it?
I got nothing to hide. That's why I'm not gonna kill you.
You're not going to kill me, because if you do, this will never end.
I'm going to prove to you that I had nothing to do with it, and that I'm going to ask for something in return. Your word as a father, that when you hear the truth, that you leave Kate alone.
Nick grabs Victor by the collar and holds the pistol to his neck.
I didn't kill Alejandro, Victor. Down.
Victor gets on his knees next to Marco and the tractor.
What?
Nick and Kate walk over to the blue car.
I told you this was non-negotiable.
I just saved your life. Okay, I think you would be nice.
But don't do it again.
Kate slams on the brakes. She and Nick jump out of the car.
I was trying to help you.
I don't need your help.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
I can't do this if I know you're in danger. And as long as you're with me, no, you're starting to become...
What? I'm starting to become what?
Too involved.
I want to be involved.
What if you got hurt? Everything I would have done would have meant nothing.
Everything you've done.
Everything I've done has been for you. The running. The hiding, all of it has been for you.
Damn it, Nick, I just want to help you.
I don't need your help.
Nick tries to open the door, but it's locked.
Kate, open the... Kate!
Kate drives off.
Kate!
At the hotel, Keenan finds the red keychain from the guitar under the bed.
I'm gonna print on this.
He places it into an evidence bag. A bald man smokes a cigarette outside a blue convertible. Kate drives up. She looks at the bald man. He has a tattoo on his scalp. Kate slowly drives past.
Prints match the ones that was taken off the keychain. She got busted with a couple of friends.
What did I tell you? Who was arrested with her? Who bailed her out? I want all the information, all of it.
You got it, Cap.
Kate's mugshot is on the computer screen. Kate stops on a dimly lit street. She grabs her backpack and gets out of the car. Inside a hallway, Kate walks up the stairs.
Becca, I'm at your place. You need to call me.
A shadowy man appears on top of the staircase. He follows Kate. At an apartment door, Kate leaps up and grabs a spare key sitting on top of the door frame. She opens the door. The shadowy man stands in the hallway, watching.
This day could not end soon enough.
couldn't find Kate, and my window was closing with Victor. Maddie's death just wasn't sitting right with me. Would Keenan really be desperate enough to kill his own men? And if so, why? I had Harper do some digging into Maddie's personal files. Turns out the guy was going through a nasty divorce. But Miller was crafty. He started a dummy corporation which had only one hidden asset. A boat. Sounds like a good place to start.
Nick lays eyes on Miller's mistress, a fishing boat. He slowly walks over and uncovers a tarp, revealing a small compartment. Inside, a tackle box, dirty rags. Nick rifles through the compartment until he finds the wad of evidence cash.
Kate?
Not quite.
Keenan.
Very good, Nick. Let me talk to my daughter.
Nick, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I'm gonna give you an address, and I don't give a shit if you're in Timbuktu. You've got 15 minutes to get there.
You listen to me, you fuck! If you harm her in any way, I promise
Nick, I need you to focus, okay? Otherwise, you're not gonna make it in time.
I have your money.
What money?
The money Maddie Miller took. I got it.
Mechanicsville, south side of the old brickworks. Come alone, no tricks.
Nick walks slowly through the old brickworks. He holds his gun at the ready. As Nick walks deeper into the brickworks, a man hides behind a wall. Nick spots another man on top of a stairwell. They lock eyes. Keenan emerges from the shadows. He holds Kate by the arm, dragging her in front of him.
Send her over, Keenan.
And the money?
Somewhere close. And that's where it stays until I have my daughter.
And you've made a critical error in judgment.
Keenan holds his gun against Kate's neck.
Just like Maddie Miller.
The other men look at Keenan.
The fuck is he talking about? He's talking shit.
Only thing that makes sense, Keenan. Internal affairs, right? Is that why you killed him? He turned on you?
Kill Maddie?
He was gonna give the money over to IA. He had you dead to rights. He had all of you.
You motherfucker!
How does he know about all this shit, Cap?
Doesn't matter! There's money floating around that's gonna take us down!
You gonna kill everybody, Keenan?
What the hell else you ain't telling us, Cap?
Nothing.
I thought you said we were all in the fucking clear, huh?
Kate squirms her way out of Keenan's grasp and runs away.
Mosley!
Mosley is shot in the chest. Keenan falls back and rips open his shirt, revealing a bulletproof vest with a bullet smashed dead center. He runs for cover behind a stack of bricks. Kate runs around the perimeter and over to Nick. She ducks behind him for cover. Nick lands a shot. It grazes Keenan's head.
Fuck!
The other cop approaches a stack of bricks and aims at Nick. Kate holds her hands to her ears. Keenan shoots at the other cop. The cop moves forward as Keenan slips away behind another stack of bricks. Keenan, now behind the man, stands and puts three bullets in his back. He falls to the ground.
This way.
Nick and Kate run out of the back door into an alley. Keenan looks around for Nick among the stacks, but he's nowhere to be found. Nick and Kate walk along a dirt path behind an abandoned building.
It's over now, right?
Almost. Soon.
You saved me.
Yeah. I think we're even.
At Harper's place.
Now, this could be tricky and a lot more dangerous.
We got the contacts, Keenan, Victor, everyone we need.
All right, here's the plan. We gotta spread a little rumor and have...
Wait a minute, I have an idea.
No, you do not have any idea, okay? You are not getting involved in this.
Nick, you just said it yourself.
I am not getting in this with you right now.
We don't have a choice.
No way, Kate. No way. Now, the next part of this can get a little more difficult.
We get through this and the heat is off. And you're done with this.
It's not about going inside or outside. It's about being smart, not drawing attention to yourself and blending in. You look, you wait, you think. The sight lines are the front of our target. Then there's the exit plan. Are you walking out? You're driving out. You don't point the weapon at anything unless you're prepared to shoot.
Nighttime, a car drives down a residential street. It parks alongside a house. Keenan opens the front door and flips on the light switch. He takes off his coat, walks into the kitchen, and puts his gun on the counter. He opens the fridge to find a wad of evidence cash sitting in front of a case of beers. Keenan looks around, then grabs his gun. He walks over to the back door and swings it open. Outside, Keenan slowly makes his way through the backyard. A motion sensor light flips on. Keenan looks around, but doesn't see anything besides an old 55 Chevy parked in the shadows.
Detective Keenan!
Keenan swings around and looks at Kate. She aims a gun at him.
Are you gonna kill me?
Now, the best advice my father ever gave me, Detective. Don't sell myself short. Ever.
Killing's the easy part. Getting away with it, that's the trick.
You have two neighbors. One is away for another 2 weeks, the other couple is home. The lady's at least 75, her husband's older. It's now 10:20, she's been asleep for 2 hours, he's parked in front of the TV watching the Braves, hearing aid out. And then, of course, there's this. You're a drinker. Now, it might take a lot, and you might hide it well, but I know. How many times have you come out here and waved your gun around? Or yelled at some kids for hitting a ball into your yard. I think I can get away with it.
You just made a pretty good case of why I could kill you, too.
Answer this. Why my dad?
Your dad fills a lot of holes, sweetheart. Gave Victor Vasquez someone to blame for his son's murder so he could move on with his life. You know, there was only one thing that could put me in jail, and you saved me the trouble having to go look for it by bringing it right to me and putting it in my refrigerator. Go home, kid.
Keenan turns his back on Kate and walks away. Suddenly, he jerks back around, aiming his gun at Kate. Keenan drops his gun. Victor emerges from the shadows.
What was it you said, Detective?
Holding his shoulder, Keenan looks at the gun in Victor's grasp.
But I need to move on with my life.
Victor and Marco walk to Kate's side. She lowers her weapon.
Well, guess what?
I'm not ready.
A black van pulls up behind Keenan. The van's door slides open. Marco picks Keenan up and shoves him inside. The van drives off. Victor turns to Kate.
What are you going to do to him?
Nothing good.
Victor and Marco walk back into the shadows. Kate smiles. Daytime.
DA recovers stolen evidence money. Detective Keenan still missing. Wanted for multiple murders within the Atlanta PD.
In light of these developments, original suspect Nick Burrow has been exonerated of all charges.
Looks like I won't be collecting that insurance money.
No, I think you got a better payout.
You're right. Appreciate it, Hart.
Get out of here, kid.
Well, looks like my plan worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I was closer than you think. Old habits die hard. Lucy and I finally spoke, and we're able to agree on one thing. Going forward, it would be best for her to focus on getting better. If she needed anything, we'd be there for her. Lucy also thought that the best thing for Kate was to live with me. I agreed. I guess maybe I was more ready to be a dad than I realized.
Do you think that when we're back in town, I'll be seeing a lot of you?
Well, you'd be seeing a lot of me. Well, let's see. I do live in an apartment by myself. I was thinking about getting a fish. Yeah, you'll be seeing a lot of me.
Okay, good, because there's this place I do my recitals, and they're closed every Sunday.
What are you talking about?
Most people pay cash, so the cash register's got to be completely full, and I already have a good out. Okay, the place next to it went out of business. They're completely vacant. No one's in the area. I could get in and out of there so quickly.
Okay, let's just take it one step at a time here, please. Focus on graduating high school.
Just saying. I have something for you.
What is it?
Well, I know you have a bunch of just me. I thought maybe you'd like one of the both of us.
Kate hands Nick a photo. The selfie they took on the Ferris wheel. They walk along the road.
I love it.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so.
Credits appear. Directed by Peter Billingsley. Screenplay by Andy Lieberman. Based on the graphic novel by A.J. Lieberman and Nick Thornborough. Produced by Vince Vaughn. Produced by Victoria Vaughn. Micah Mason. Produced by Kevin Frakes. Michael J. Luisi, Vince Vaughn, Haley Steinfeld, Bill Paxton, Term Life, Jonathan Banks, Mike Epps, Jordy Mulla, Shea Wiggum, John Favreau, William Levy, Taraji P. Henson, Annabeth Gish, and Terrence Howard, Kane Velasquez, Manuel Garcia Rulfo, Brent Briscoe, Brian Durkin, executive producers Raj Brinder Singh, Ankur Rungta, Vishal Rungta, Timothy M. Bourne, Stuart Brown, Tom Rock, Ashok Amritraj, Director of Photography, Roberto Schaefer, ASC, AIC, Production Designer, Dennis Washington, Edited by Dan Liebenthal, ACE, Kevin Sturmer, Casting by Sarah Finn, CSA, Mary Vernew, CSA, Michelle Wade Bird, CSA, Costume Designer, Alex Hester, Original Music by Dave Porter, Music Supervisor, Matthew Schreier, Scroll. Term Life.
Love is nice when it's understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. So come on, baby, let the good time all roll.
Copyright 2015, Redeemed LLC. All rights reserved. Wild West Films.